Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
America, welcome to our show. It's the start of a brand new week. It is Monday, April 23rd, 2012. A lot of stuff going on. Dan the Man is in the control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble. And the phone number is always 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Before we get going, a little bit of a programming note. Joe Abadili will be joining us on the air here tomorrow during our first hour to talk about all kinds of stuff, including AIPAC and all kinds of interesting stuff there. So it's going to be a delight having him on the show. We've had him on our show in times past. I've been on his show when he had his on the air show. So this is going to be like old times. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. Anyway, I want to start off today's show talking about the economy. And yes, the American stock market, actually the global stock markets, are in a little bit of a tizzy right now, despite the best efforts of the plunge protection team, mostly over renewed concerns in Europe. The Dutch government has collapsed. Basically, we're looking at the prime minister has resigned and his cabinet has quit. They were unable to come up with any kind of a plan for austerity that would meet the greed of the European central bankers. And so they have basically resigned, and that's a little bit of a mess over there. Spain is officially back in recession as their economy contracts because more and more money is being taken out of the general population and general circulation and handed to the money junkies. The money junkies are on a binge is really what's going on. If you look at any addictive behavior, whether it's, you know, heroin or cocaine or meth or any of that stuff, every once in a while the addicts won't just be maintaining their addiction. They'll go on a binge. And they'll grab everything they can and shove it up their nose or in their belly button or whatever they're going to do. And that's what the money junkies are doing right now. They're just grabbing everything that they can. And every time they talk about austerity, it's cut spending to the taxpayers who are paying for it all and give the money to the bankers. And we're even seeing that even Mitt Romney is out there campaigning that he's going to cut more spending to the American people. And he wants an even bigger Pentagon budget than even the GOP leadership is saying that they need to go wage war on the rest of the world. It's a total war economy, is what Mitt Romney wants to bring to us. And Obama. Both of the candidates we're looking at for November are putting us on a full war footing. You will starve while we will go out and murder people on the other side of the planet whose oil wells we covet. And if Iraq is any measure of the success of this program, they're not going to wind up with the oil anyway after all that blood and money has been spent. So basically, the reason the Dutch government's resignations have triggered concern in the economic market is because the European Central Bank has been making the exact same austerity demands on all these other countries, Greece, Spain, Portugal, and they're running up against the same problem. The people in these countries are saying, look, we did not create this mess. Certainly in the case of Greece, it was not only created without the people's permission, it was even created without their knowledge. Goldman Sachs teamed up with Papandreou to try and hide the growing European debt with all these fancy currency swaps that actually doubled the debt while keeping it off the official publicly available books. That's a criminal fraud. Why are the Greek people expected to pay the cost of that? Well, from the point of view of the bankers, yeah, however we run up the debt, it doesn't matter. You will be slaves to it. That's the essence of the banking industry, to keep you a slave to manufactured debt. What did all of this cost the bankers? Ink and paper. That's it. They don't have chains of steel on you. They have chains made of ink and paper. All right. I think we should be coming up on a break here right about now. I'm not hearing the music, but I'm going to roll the dice here and say that some commercials are going to start playing here any second. There we go.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the economy. We're talking about the global economy. And how all of these governments are attempting to solve their economic woes by looting their own people, or in the case of the United States, by simply invading other people and taking their money to make the interest payments on the debt to the private central bankers. But ultimately, the root of all this evil, all the bloodshed, all the torture, all the horror, all the starvation and hardship for the people of planet Earth goes back to the model of private central banking. That issues the public currency as a loan at interest, double debt. Right now, the total aggregate debt of the entire planet to all of these private central banks is estimated to be $190 trillion. Now, here is the important part you must keep in mind about that. That $190 trillion in cash does not exist. It never did. It is a bookkeeping illusion. And that is the trap of the private central banks. When they are given the authority to issue the public currency as a loan at interest, immediately the population falls into a trap. The moment that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, more money is owed to the private central bankers than is actually in existence. It doesn't matter how hard you work. It doesn't matter how much you sacrifice. You can never pay that debt off completely. And the bankers will come back to the government and say, well, you still owe us so many trillions of dollars. If you don't have it in cash, and we know you don't, then you must give us something of real value, like the homes of your population, so that we can turn around and rent them back to the former owners. Or you'll give us all the highways that were built with taxpayer money, so that we can rent those back to the taxpayers who paid to build them. Or you will have to give us your water and electrical infrastructure that was built with taxpayer funding, and so we will be able to rent that back to the taxpayers who used to own it. It's conquest by spreadsheet. It's slavery by paper debt. And it is no more legitimate a form of rulership than rule by divine right or rule by chattel ownership of your body. As a civilization, we have outgrown the idea of rule by the gods or those who claim to speak for them. We have outgrown the idea of slavery, in which I have a piece of paper that says I own your physical body, therefore you must do what I tell you. And now we need to outgrow this idea of I placed your government in debt, therefore you must do what I, the bankers, tell you to do. I did a little model the other day about how modern business works, where somebody will want to go into business, so he goes to the bank for some ink and paper notes or entries in a computer that allows him to build a business and hire people. And then he sells a product which 9 times out of 10, the people buying it have to go back to that same bank and get the ink and paper with which to affect the transfer of the product into their hands. Our entire civilization is merely a host for this parasitism called private central banking. And it operates only through the belief of the ordinary people that this is the way life is supposed to be, that we're supposed to involve banking in every aspect of our lives. And it wasn't always that way. Banks are relatively new inventions in the history of humankind. And certainly private central banking issuing the public currency as a loan at interest is yesterday in the span of human history. It's a brand new experiment, and it's worked extraordinarily well for the bankers. But as we see happening in Europe with governments falling and people in starvation and everybody on the verge of violent revolution, it has failed as a model for a social structure. And it's time to acknowledge that. It's time for our leaders to have the courage to stand up, as Andrew Jackson did, and call these bankers a den of vipers and to rout them out. They are money addicts. They're money junkies. And it makes no more sense to have bankers in charge of a nation's economy as it does to have drug addicts in charge of the pharmacies. It is a recipe for disaster. It is happening before our very eyes. And I think we all ought to make a commitment right now that come this November, we are going to vote against every single politician who refuses to acknowledge that having bankers in charge of the nation's economy is a disaster, and it is destroying this nation. Forget about Al-Qaeda, whoever they are. Forget about racial discord. Forget about Zimmerman and forget about all the rest of that stuff. The biggest threat to your life is not Osama bin Laden, no matter how many times he's died. The biggest threat to your life is not the Arab Muslims. The biggest threat and danger to your life is right here on Main Street USA, and it is called the Federal Reserve System and its member banks. And until they go and their equivalents in Europe are brought down, we will remain slaves to the money addicts, to the money junkies. All righty, let's see. We have a caller on the line, Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, Mark, I guess. All right, looks like our technician has stepped out for some coffee still. I'm going to do one more story, then we're going to come back and talk to Mark in Georgia here. Up in Canada, of course, they're having riots there because as part of their austerity program, to keep the money junkies happy, they're basically cutting back on taxpayer funding for higher education. And remember, isn't that what we all pay taxes for, to take care of our society and to provide for the education of our youth who are going to be the leaders of tomorrow? That's what we agree to pay taxes for, roads, schools, and hospitals. Government's correct and appropriate function is to do for the community that which the community needs but cannot do for themselves, and higher education is a big part of that. So Canada, in order to go on slaving away to Israel and the private central bankers, is cutting government support for education. The students are upset, and the response of the Canadian government is to go back to the students and say, we're sorry, we made a mistake. They're basically tear gassing and arresting the students, all of whose parents paid taxes in order to support their education, not endless wars, not the bankers, and not Israel. That's the real problem we are all facing as a culture and a civilization. It's called barratry, if you want the actual legal term of it. Now, barratry is a legal term, means when those that are placed in authority over an asset divert that asset to their own purposes, that is called barratry. It's actually a nautical term, and it's basically in the same area as mutiny. Mutiny is when the crew seizes a ship and diverts it to their own purposes. But when the officers do it, it's called barratry. Now, the government of Canada, like the government of the United States, like the government of Greece, like the government of Spain, like the government of Egypt, like the government of every nation on earth, does not own the assets of the nation. We, the people, do. Those are our roads, our highways, our tax revenues, our soldiers. And they are to be spent where we, the people, decide they should go. We have hired a government, just like the owner of a ship will hire a ship's captain, to run the ship, to run the nation, for the benefit of that ship or that nation's owners, we, the people. What we are seeing in all these governments who are talking about austerity is barratry, a crime of hijacking the assets of the nation and diverting it to purposes not in accord with the best interests of the people. So money that was paid in for our highways and schools and hospitals is being spent on war and crooked bank deals and Israel. That is a crime under international law. And those people who are standing up to arrest their governments, as Iceland already did, are in effect in the legal right. All right, so our technician is back. We're going to grab a phone call. Mark in Georgia, aloha. Mark, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can you hear me this time?
I can hear you now. Sounds like a...
God bless you. Welcome back. We missed you. I hope things are going well for you.
Well, I wasn't gone all that long.
Well, I'm not saying you were. I'm just saying that missed you here. Because, you know, in my community in Cartersville, Georgia, somebody has a microstation that broadcast RBN, and you know, your presence was missed.
My goodness! I'm so glad that I'm glad I'm back on the air there in Georgia.
Yes, well, you know, it's one of those things where one of the things I try to be clear to people that I believe the proper term for what we have, and I try to tell people, look, if you're boasting that we have the greatest system and the founders that has ever been, let me explain to you something. We have the outward trappings of a representative form of government. We have an empty shell that's been filled with sewage. We have the very plutocracy that our founders warned us against. And people will say, yeah, what you're saying makes sense, because these politicians, they make all these empty promises. You know, I try to remind these neocons. Well, Barack Obama got into office by making a lot of promises about changing problems that existed with the neocons before. And here you are blaming Obama as though if McCain had been in office instead, that his role in getting the NDAA treason through, or the international plutocracy, the banksters, and I try to be very clear about something. There is a satanic counterfeit of Judaism, according to the Bible.
Okay, well, so, you're breaking up. There's a lot of wind on the microphone here.
Sorry.
And you're fundamentally correct, though. You know, time after time after time, our elections come down to a choice of just two people, both of whom espouse the same militarist world domination. Yeah, we're broke. We're going to fix it by wrecking the rest of the planet so nobody notices that we're worse off than anybody, kind of an attitude. And you're absolutely correct. The political system that was set up by the founding fathers of this nation was, at the time, the best system on earth, and it worked really well. And those who profit from manufactured debt and war and servitude and slavery have been working for 200 years to bring it down, and unfortunately, they've just about succeeded. We need to acknowledge that, throw out this old clunker government, and get a new one. We'll be right back, just like the people of Iceland.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to our show here. Now, as you're probably aware, next month is this big NATO get-together in Chicago. Rahm Emanuel's fiefdom, if you will. And a rather interesting story came out over the weekend that residents of a Chicago condo building near the site of this NATO summit have been asked by the condo complex management to find somewhere else to stay during the event, lest there be riots. Okay, well, if there are riots, isn't staying inside your condo kind of preferable? I'm very alarmed that somebody seems to feel this one particular condo building might be at risk for some strange, mysterious reason. Now, we know that Israel wants the U.S. to go to war against Iran. We know that Netanyahu is out there screaming about all the diplomacy, saying it's a waste of time. We're going to have to attack Iran anyway. Let's get on and do with it now. So I am concerned, especially because of Rahm Emanuel's presence there in Chicago, basically pulling all the levers. And remember, a great many people thought that he was actually MEGA, Israel's top spy, in Washington, D.C. before he got his little payoff by being the mayor. So here's what's going on. One of two things could happen. Either these riots could turn into an excuse for martial law by Obama, or, and this is why I'm concerned about this one condo building being evacuated for the protests, will Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, carry out a, quote, terror attack, end quote, against NATO, against the NATO leadership? Now, common sense would tell you that Iran wouldn't do something that stupid as carry out an attack against the NATO leadership on U.S. soil when Iran is the only player out there trying to avoid a war. But that's a possible scenario, because absent an attack on NATO, the next symbolic target of opportunity for a false flag attack is the 4th of July, or maybe Memorial Day weekend, but more 4th of July. But I'm very, very concerned when I see stories about how a building is going to be evacuated ahead of the protests, that we may be seeing another staged terror attack in the planning there. We just need to keep that in mind. And again, why would Iran do such a stupid thing? Why would Al-Qaeda do such a stupid thing? When we go back and realize that Al-Qaeda always turns out to be some CIA or Mossad bozo with a towel on their head they stole from the local Holiday Inn saying, "I'm Al-Qaeda, I'm Al-Qaeda. Come and get me, you schmucks." All righty, let's see. Sarkozy has lost his election in France, but he's a big winner in Israel, so maybe he should move there. In fact, I would recommend that for all of these politicians campaigning on what great friends they are of Israel, kindly move there. Because we need friends of America in our Congress and in our White House. We don't seem to have any. Everybody's up there stumbling about what a great friend to Israel they are. You know, I mean, just to put it in another context, that's like somebody campaigning in, oh, let's just say in Israel, and saying what a great friend they are of India. Would that make any sense to the people of Israel if their candidate for the Knesset is saying, oh, yes, I'm a good friend of India. I really love India. Oh, yes, I think the world of them. Really? What do you think about the local constituency? What are you doing for our country? What are you doing for our people? We never hear that anymore. Anyway, speaking of Europe and growing tyranny and dictatorship around the world, over in Hungary, apparently last October, Brad Pitt was over there in Budapest shooting a movie called World War Z, which is a zombie thriller. And apparently the Hungarian secret police seized the weapons intended for use in the movie. Now, these weapons were disarmed. They're disabled. They're just props. And the Hungarian secret police still confiscated them. So the latest rumor is that when the movie comes out, Brad Pitt will be running around the set, pointing his finger at the zombies and saying, "Bang, bang, you're dead. Bang, bang, you're dead. Ba-da-da-da-da-da, you're dead." Because they took away all the prop guns. So it looks like the Hungarian secret police are about as clueless as the TSA is here in this country. By the way, a little interesting factoid. Crime is now one of the world's top 20 economies, according to the United Nations. So go on out and support your local criminal. Crime generates an estimated $2.1 trillion in global annual proceeds, 3.6% of the world's gross domestic product. It is ultimately, at some point, in theory, taxable income. But does not include, of course, the $100 trillion in debt placed on the American people to save the Wall Street money junkies from going to prison for their mortgage-backed security fraud. So I would say definitely that the UN is understating the problem of crime. Actually, I think what's going on here is the UN is defining as crime people going into the local convenience store with a gun and taking 20 or 30 bucks to feed their family, and they are excluding the white-collar crime, which we have known, at least here in the United States of America, takes 100 times more from society than street crime does. And yet the TV, the police, the movies, everything is all, oh, street crime is bad. And they never talk about the white-collar crime. It's verboten in America's media. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America, and welcome back to the show. And the Plunge Protection Team is fighting a valiant fight to get the American stock market back up into the green so they can go on pretending that the economy is actually healthy for the elections. But the European markets have closed, and the data is coming in, and it was a bloodbath over there. Business Insider is calling it carnage. And mostly Italy was down there. All the bank issues are down there. It was all driven by the French elections, Sarkozy going down to defeat, the collapse of the Dutch coalition, bad economic data all around. And so any upward trend in the American market is, it's basically a manufactured illusion is what it is. Obama is doing exactly the same thing Bill Clinton did. They game the market upward, and then they use that as the banner. See, the stock market's in the green. Everything's fine. You know, if you're out of work or you're hungry or you're homeless, it's your own fault. It's not the government's fault. We got the Dow up, and that's all that matters. No, it isn't all that matters. The stock market is not the American people, and it's not the entire American economy. It is one aspect of an economy, and it is bad management in the extreme to put all the focus on a high score on the stock market to the exclusion of all else, because it's merely politically expedient and less expensive than actually reviving our manufacturing. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. There's some very alarming news coming out of General Motors here. Meanwhile, getting back to this issue of the international situation, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is saying that Turkey could invoke NATO's Article 4 over border tensions with Syria. Somebody on the Syrian side of the Turkish border is shooting across the border into Turkey. Now, again, common sense. Why would Syria do such a stupid thing? Or are we looking at more of these agents provocateurs trying to create a crisis to justify another imperial invasion of another nation that Israel does not like? It doesn't make sense that anybody in Syria is going to be firing at Turkey at this particular time in history. It just doesn't make any sense at all. But here's the part that really kind of bothered me. Because you remember when Israel attacked that Turkish ship in international waters and gunned down those unarmed Turkish aid workers, plus one more from the United States of America? I don't remember the United States government suggesting to Turkey that they take Israel to task using NATO's Article 4. Because remember, when you attack a ship in international waters, you are attacking the sovereign territory of the nation whose flag flies over that ship. So somebody in Syria is shooting into Turkey. Israel shot into Turkish territory and killed Turkish citizens. And we didn't see, the Secretary of State running up to NATO and saying, invoke Article 4, invoke Article 4. Israel has committed a crime against you. So this isn't about Syria, and it isn't even about, it's not about Turkey, and it's not about what's happening to Turkey. It's just another excuse to try and create an excuse for a war in Syria that you, the American sheeple, will fall for, except you won't. They know that you know they're lying, but they're going to go through the motions so that when they start murdering more people under the red, white, and blue, that you'll sit there and say, oh, all right, I guess we'll go along one more time here. Now, there's a little bit of a backlash from that attack on the aid flotilla. Turkey is saying that Israel's not welcome at this NATO summit that's going to be in Chicago unless and until they apologize for the killing of those Turkish activists in a raid on that Turkish-flagged ship in international waters. So the tension is building up over there. And again, if Turkey is at such odds with Israel, why would Syria be shooting at them? Remember, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Why would Syria be shooting at Turkey? They're not. By the way, in a BBC interview, a representative of the Saudi government has admitted the so-called Syrian protesters have had weapons all along. Somebody sent guns in there, said, start shooting, and we will come in and invade and make you the new government. We have a caller on the line, Alex in New Jersey. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. What's going on? I just wanted to weigh on a few things. What's going on over there in Turkey along the border there? I was listening to Aaron Klein on ABC over the weekend, and he's a conservative investigative reporter, totally pro-Israel. He was actually broadcasting live from Israel. And what he was explaining is that they have Turkey actually had launched a series of stage attacks against Syria, and the Turkey army is actually provoking Syria into an armed conflict over there. And like you said, they're trying to invoke NATO to get the rest of the people over there, but it's unfair to say that Syria is launching attacks against Turkey. He was reporting live. He said he got reports from Syrian officials that the Turkey military was mobilizing along the border, and it came after the Turkey army had attacked. And the other thing is that Turkey is providing the rebels over there, the terrorist rebels, you can't call them protesters, they're terrorists, with bases to launch attacks.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. We
sure.
know there are agent provocateurs with weapons provided by the U.S. and Israel inside Syria, firing in all directions. Does it not make sense that the people who are inside Turkey shooting back over the border are also agents provocateurs? Again, It doesn't make any sense that there's friction between Turkey and Syria in the face of the common enemy of a U.S. and an Israeli invasion. Okay, so this feels like divide and conquer. And remember, a lot of times what we get from these media reports, especially since this guy was broadcasting, you said he was broadcasting from Israel?
From Israel,
is it possible is it possible he was being fed bad information? Oh yeah, the Turks are doing it, the Syrians are doing it, and it's like, get this argument going, who's behind it all, so you don't say, you know, maybe this is a third party going in and causing trouble, which we recognize that's how they're doing all this stuff. Send in agent provocateurs. We know that the U.S. is maintaining a base in Kuwait where they're training these so-called terrorists on how to cause disruptions to society and build a coup d'etat. They infiltrate them into these countries to cause trouble, and then they say, oh, we must humanitarily invade, and in the name of humanitarianism, we will take control of their oil and their gas and their electricity and their water and their gold, and we will give them a private central bank as a going-away present. And so, you know, at this point, it doesn't make sense for Turkey and Syria to be gunning at each other when they both face a common enemy.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, unless you got people behind the scenes pulling the strings of the people that are in charge there in Turkey, because you got to remember that they are part of the NATO alliance. And like you were alluding to before, this is a proxy war between the West and the BRICS nations.
Yeah, but Turkey
Russia
is not
India and China.
Turkey is not disposed to be going along with this NATO war. I mean, as I just reported here, Turkey is out there saying Israel shouldn't be allowed at the NATO meeting. And, you know, Israel is not going along with a lot of this stuff. And again, the NATO alliance does not commit you to a war of aggression. The NATO agreement is that they will unite in the face of defending against an outside aggressor like Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union, is what NATO was originally formed to deal with. But the Soviet Union's gone. And now this idea that NATO is empowered to simply go into any country on earth and force them to live their lives and run their economy the way the United States is run is absurd. And I can understand why Turkey would say, that's not the original charter, and I'm not going to go along with that. So,
it shouldn't be, but I mean, you see what, you know, the Bush doctrine put in place.
I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't pass the logic and smell test. I'm sorry, it just doesn't. This is somebody trying to cause the illusion of trouble between Syria and Turkey to justify further military intervention, and it doesn't make sense. I'd be willing to wager a plugged Turkish piaster that the people doing the actual shooting along the Syria and Turkish border are CIA and Mossad or graduates of this terrorism school the U.S. is running in Kuwait. It just doesn't make any sense that they would be fighting each other when they're both facing a common enemy called Israel and the United States of America. All righty, let's see. Moving on over to Iran, which is, of course, the ultimate prize. Remember, going into Syria is just the next step in the ultimate goal of going into Iran and smashing it so that Israel will be the supreme economic and military power in that part of the world and the only one with the means to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to everybody who hates our guts, like previously to South Africa and potentially to North Korea. Just as they've sold all the military technology the U.S. government has ever given them to our enemies, just like when Jonathan Pollard stole our nuclear deterrent secrets and sold them to Israel, Israel turned around and gave them to the Soviet Union. Such good friends they are. Now, Tehran has boasted that it has reverse engineered that U.S. spy drone that crashed on their soil, and it is building a perfect copy. And they say it is absolutely perfect on its first test flight. It flew into another country, murdered 247 innocent civilians, and then crashed again. So they're doing a really good job there. On a more serious note, all kidding aside, obviously the technology of that drone, which cost the American taxpayers untold millions and billions of dollars, is now being provided, I'm sure, to Russia and China, who will now be able to build the same spy drones without having to soak their people for the same amount of money. And all because we had to make Israel happy and go in and cause trouble for the Iranians here. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Benjamin Netanyahu is basically launching a political attack on the six major powers led by Obama about the upcoming nuclear talks with Iran. Netanyahu doesn't want talks. He wants bombs, just as long as somebody else is doing it. And basically, Netanyahu is implying that if Obama does not go along with his policy of an immediate attack on Iran, that he, Netanyahu, will make sure Obama does not become president for a second term. Sadly, it is a credible threat, which shows how subverted our government has become here. Now, Israel has gone out and said that they will attack Iran if the talks scheduled for May 23rd fail, with failure as defined by Israel, meaning any refusal by Iran to do as they're told, quit living in the 21st century, and go back to lighting their homes with burning camel dung. Israel doesn't want talks. Israel wants Iran destroyed, because ultimately the talks are simply going to underscore a very harsh reality Israel wants you to forget. Iran is playing by the rules. They signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. They have a legal, internationally recognized right to peaceful uses of nuclear technology, such as power stations, medical isotopes, and industrial applications. And they are allowing all the legally mandated inspections by the IAEA, which have to date found no evidence of weaponization. Zero. Meanwhile, Israel, which has nuclear reactors and an established proven nuclear weapons factory, has never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, does not allow inspections, has been caught trying to sell clandestine nuclear weapons to South Africa, with the very activity the NNPT is supposed to block. And yet Israel's out there screaming that Iran is the bad guy and you should go kill them. And the longer Iran avoids a war, the more the world comes to understand that Iran is the one playing by the rules here. And Israel is not. And sadly, corrupted by Israel, the United States is in violation of treaty obligations, because under Article 4 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the United States is supposed to be inside Iran right now helping to build peaceful applications of nuclear power. The U.S. is supposed to be helping Iran build nuclear power stations. The U.S. is supposed to be helping Iran build medical isotope facilities. And if you're in there building these facilities, that is the best way on earth to document for all that no weaponization is going on. But Israel says, no, 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 just stand back here and scream they're building bombs. And the U.S. is saying, all right, we'll just, hands off, we'll stand back here and scream they're building bombs and let them try and prove a negative. So that's kind of what's going on here. Meanwhile, tension between Israel and Egypt is starting to escalate. As you're probably aware, under Mubarak's rule, Israel had a sweetheart deal. They were getting about 40% of their natural gas needs from Egypt at below market prices. They were getting a steep discount. It's the same deal they had under the Shah of Iran. And that ended with that revolution, which is why Israel is telling the U.S., go bomb the Iranians and make them sell us oil and gas at cheap prices again. It's another motive for that war. So now it looks like Egypt, because of the continuing friction over Gaza and threats by Israel to reinvade the Sinai, Egypt has scrapped that gas supply deal. And Egypt is saying to Israel the same thing that Castro's Cuba said to the United States of America: we'll still sell you our product, but you got to pay the going market rate for it. And Israel today, just like the United States back when Castro said, yeah, you can buy our bananas and sugar at fair market prices, they're going to say, no, you can't do that. The gods we worship say you're supposed to just, you know, loot your produce and your raw materials and your natural resources and just give them to us for pennies on the dollar, so that we, the American corporations or the Israeli corporations, can become richer than Midas. So basically, Egypt has scrapped that Israeli gas supply deal, and they're basically saying, if you want to buy the gas, we will sell it to you, but you're going to pay the same price anybody else would. And Israel is furious about that. And so, not surprisingly, we were hearing all these warnings over the weekend by Israel. Oh, yes, there are going to be terror attacks in the Sinai. There are going to be missile attacks in the Sinai. We may have to invade the Sinai in order to protect our people from missile attacks and to guarantee that we can go on starving the Gazan people. So look for a new Levant affair. And if you don't know what I mean by that, the Levant affair is something that happened back in the 1950s, where British and American assets inside Egypt were being bombed. and evidence was being left all around to blame Egyptians for it. And then one of the bombs detonated prematurely, and they caught one of the bombers, and it turned out to be an Israeli agent. They caught him, you know, red-handed, dead to rights. They had him. They had the bombs. They had, he was scorched from it. They had all the evidence they needed. So what did Israel do? Oh, it's all an anti-Semitic plot. The evil people, they're lying about, we would never do anything like that. We're almighty Israel. And eventually Israel was forced to admit, all right, you caught us. It was our dirty trick. We're sorry. We won't do it ever again. And that came to be known as the Levon Affair. And whether they kept their promise of not or not, of course, is absurd because they did it again on the USS Liberty. They attacked the USS Liberty, and before the USS Liberty got out a message saying we're being attacked by Israel, Israel was saying, Egypt did it. Yeah, Egypt did it. We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Border guard in uniform takes a shooting position on a hill not far away. A sniper rifle to his eye, you can see him taking aim. The crack of gunfire, two innocent ones fall.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a couple of things here. I'm reading an email coming in from the listeners here. Regarding your your article about tenants at 540 South State Street being told to evacuate their building in case of riots, get out your Google Earth map and you will see that if you look above, there is an overhead CTA line at that junction. This is the main CTA above ground line that circles Chicago Loop and is down for repairs this weekend. And it will be down for repairs for several weekends before the NATO conference. It's also the near the DePaul University high-rise student dormitories. Does that help you figure out what is coming? Yeah, when you look about, you know, all the strange repairs that were going on in the World Trade Towers ahead of 9/11. If I lived in that building, I would definitely be reading that letter about finding someplace else to live for that NATO conference, and I'd be taking my most cherished personal belongings with me here. The PPT is still struggling as hard as they can to keep the American stock market from, well, actually, there's a huge upshove right now. They've got it back down, back to minus 118, according to my latest ticker. Have you ever noticed on the corporate media, when the stock market is up, they'll give you the Dow numbers in a really big box that attracts attention. And as soon as the numbers go negative, the size of the box shrinks way, way down. It's still a little tiny sort of a postscript afterthought there. Apparently, cleaning up the mess from the opening on the European stock markets today, the European stock markets are at three-month lows. Spain is down to the 2009 lows. So the attempt to Ponzi things up and make it look good for upcoming elections definitely not working here. We may be on the verge of the really big crash that everybody has been warning was going to happen. Now, getting back to the story where Israel and Egypt are making stink face at each other, and Israel is claiming that there are rocket attacks on Sinai that are going to be coming from the Gaza Strip, and therefore they need to invade Sinai to control it. Again, please use your common sense. Why would anyone in Gaza, other than Israeli agents, fire rockets into Egypt when post-Mubarak Egypt has been far more willing to allow humanitarian aid through to the Palestinians? It doesn't make any sense. You know what's really interesting? All these propaganda things coming to you from Israel about Gaza and the Sinai or Turkey and Syria. You know, and all this other terrorism here and terrorism there. They really do think you are stupid morons, that you won't ask yourself, why would designated evil villain actually carry out designated evil terrorist attack against designated poor, helpless victim we should all feel sympathy for? Just rely on your common sense. And when the media comes out and says, oh, yes, these people whose oil we covet have blown something up. All right, we got to take another break here for station identification. We'll be right back.